I'm not for the question, which is that the federal government to appropriate sums of money to the party for the year ended on the 31st day of March 2023 be read a second time. Those in favour, I call you in. Good evening, Mr. Cobb. be with the first child. Those are physical, those are home, carried. The legal services of the end of 2022. Because I don't know what to do about you in second time. So we are going to be the first of that 2017. Yeah. This is important to make the subpart coming into force on the 1st of July 2019. The part of the warning commenced on many roads that is probably the first of the road report to the method of learning to commence certain functions of regulatory profession. Planning, therefore, already to carry out many regulatory functions as agent for the registrar of the Supreme Court to remain statutory and responsible. The government, both parts of the act have been commenced, and parts of the work have been commenced. The amendments to the bill have been requested, prepared by the LRSA, NSRA, my apologies, and approved by its board, which is chaired by the Professor Rana TC, and it was still due to the decision in the area. The board includes the chair and vice chair of the Royal Council, previously called the Bar Council. I am sure that the NSRA is so far. As the proposed amendments set on matters the account of responsibility to justice, he too has been consulted and has approved. The NSRA is requesting the amendment to rectify shortcomings to be identified in the Act, as it is prepared to fully assume its intended function and responsibilities under it. Once amendment is put by the bill, the whole amended Act can be commenced, and it is going to be agreed with the NSRA, whereupon the NSRA will take fully over the regulation of the legal profession on the terms of the Act. The amendments are wide ranging, but not a part of the intent that has been created by the Act. Many of the amendments correct unintended consequences of the Act's drafting, introduce the structure, clarity, and consistency to the original created by the Act to permit it to be coherent and effective, correct errors and cross references of definitions, and endowed the NSRA with an extra set of powers and procedures to make it discharge its functions. The Act claims the Act is clear, structured, or effective basic regulations defined, in keeping in current with regulatory principles that are the prohibition, authorization, and offense of carrying out without the authorization. The Act contains contradictions to who is eligible to apply to be registered in a way that makes registration impossible, since the applicant will need to possess that which is beyond the claim after registration. The proposed amendment includes defects by introducing a clear, coherent regime comprising firstly the prohibition against the carrying out of the prescribed regulatory activity unless the person is authorized by registration or exempt. Two, what enables the person to carry out a reserved legal activity beyond registration as an authorized person and the holding of a practicing certificate, and three, the equipment of carrying on or holding himself out of providing a reserved legal activity without being entitled to do so or exempt. Mr. Speaker, I have discussed this bill with the Honourable Mr. Keaton, and as a result of the shortness of time that we've given for the passing of this further agreement, for instance, the discussions with him on any issues to provide him with any difficulty and to meet with the NSRA to ensure that we're able to reach consensus on what is the best informed. I know there are a number of members of this who have an interest, not just political but personal, and we're very happy to meet with them and talk these things through with the NSRA on the draft in particular to ensure we arrive at a bill that is fit for purpose and as it continues. The bill was done by the NSRA, a disproportionate regulator of the legal profession enabling the general public to be adequately protected whilst ensuring the independence of the legal profession. Mr. Speaker, I commend the bill to the House. Before I put the question, just only honourable members speak on the general principles and merits of the bill.
I'm having to talk to you again. I spoke to you yesterday in order to discuss this bill. I know that he is one of the individuals that have been involved in drafting the of the amendments. So the bill is essentially the product of the work of the LSRA. I think that's been controversial. But of course, the nice opportunity to meet with the minister, the minister to meet with those that have grasped the dream, or ask them questions, or clarify any issues that you may have and concerns about. I myself am not certain about the amendments that are proposed in Section 5. And for example, what the implications are in terms of a cutting out or building a substance, for example, that may be employed by a firm that says, as a partner, they elect a consultant team, and consultant team must be a consultant team, any local firm, and there are a number of firms that employ consultants. I just wonder what you how far the extent to which that goes. I don't know if I'm going to have some concerns in relation to the use of paralegal. Many firms use paralegal, for example, in order to do research. So that's a perfect answer in relation to that is going to be, well, they're not bringing themselves out to offer the legal services in good order because they're doing research for somebody else. And that person is right to provide legal services. But they do not, the type of issues that we need, appreciate the opportunity to be able to discuss with the minister and also discuss with the drafters of the bill in order to ensure that the bill has the best possible product. But subject to that, in fact, we will be supporting the bill.
So, any other member, honourable member, wish to make any contributions? The honourable Albert Eagle.
Thank you. I'm grateful to all the members for their support, and as I mentioned earlier, I would be happy to meet with them to see if there are any issues that require clarification. I'll certainly make the necessary amendment by discussing the same as we have discussed.
I will now put a question to the Bill Fund to amend the Legal Services Act 2017 and wait a second time. Those in favour? Those against? Carried. The Legal Services Amendment Act 2022.
The Speaker, I beg to the Vice President, can you speak before the video will be taken today for all honourable members of the group?
Do all honourable members agree that the committee stands on third reading of the bill be taken today?
Aye.
I therefore ask to make changes to amend the Traffic Act of 2005. The Honourable Minister of Transport.
Did I have the honour to move that a bill to amend the Traffic Act 2005 in the budget at first time?
I now put the question, which is whether the Traffic Act to amend the Traffic Act 2005 be read at first time. Those in favour? Those against?
The Traffic Amendment Act 2022. Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to move that the bill for the Traffic Amendment Act 2022 be read a second time. This bill amends the Traffic Act 2005 and introduces provisions that would allow for an improved service of the DOD and change the composition of the Traffic Commission with focus on the addition of the representatives and voters at the association as part of its government's continuous commitment to agree with the voter. The addition to the new changes have been made in order to announce the important power held by the IGP to ensure that our votes continue to be served to me with appropriate detail being put in place as part of the first phase of the review of traffic offences in Gibraltar. I will now move on to the closure of the bill which gives more detail on the amendments. Section 2 and then Section 6 of the Traffic Act 2005 in order to allow temporary examiners to be appointed for the purposes of examining drivers. The DOD experienced the backlog of appointments due to the pandemic and should similar issues arise in the future, licensing authority would, for example, be able to engage retired examiners on a short term basis to deal with the workload. Mr. Speaker, I have given notice that I will, at the committee stage, move an amendment to the bill to amend Clause 2C and to insert new set clauses 4 to 6. Mr. Speaker, the amendment to Clause 2C will allow for the composition of the Traffic Commission to change in line with government's continued commitment towards the Green Agenda. The change will allow for the addition of the Transport Planner, an additional member to be appointed by the government and the representative of the Green Agenda Cycling Association. The new to require persons to provide a blood sample and work with a police officer and work to be involved by a medical practitioner that will condition that that person may be used to address section 65 to the C of the traffic act 2005. As a law current term, this requirement adds to time and expense to the person individual. That is because the medical practitioner will need to conduct them in parent rather than rely on the advocate's preliminary practice, which the advocate are empowered to conduct on the section 60 of the Catholic Act 2005. The moreover, there's a role for the different kind of contractor in the UK where personal surveillance in the UK dates of about 1988 with him, where I requested to, I permitted to request a death sample without a medical practitioner having first conducted his own impairment test. This is because this difference puts the border at a relative disadvantage in the UK in eradicating the problem of driving under the influence of drugs. This amendment is intended to bring section 652 of the Traffic Act 2005 in line with the amendments made to section 17 of the UK Road Traffic Act 1988. The amendments introduced by the new clause 2006 are subject to a wider exercise within the traffic offense penalty and the level of fixed penalty rates. The Road Traffic Team have raised concerns over the level of some of the fixed penalty rates the traffic offense has been too low to access the penalty. A review being conducted to make appropriate amendments and this is the first phase of the process designed to ensure that there will not be a discrepancy between the level of excellence and the underlying penalty of the offense. The general penalty of the capital offense which requires where no specific penalty is provided or is being increased from level 1 to level 3 and from 3 months to 6 months in prison. Where the penalty should be higher or lower than that, or where it is already expressly provided for, within existing legislation, amendments will be made as necessary as phase 2 of the process. Mr. Speaker, I commend the bill to you.
Before I put the question, does any other honourable member wish to speak on the general principles and merits of the bill?
Speaker, we welcome the amendment to the Traffic Act in relation to the functionality and the operation of examiners in our jurisdiction, but also welcome the enhancement of powers to the United States so that they have the first in the Commission.
I'm going to put the question, which is that the bill panel to amend the traffic to provide a final be read a second time. Vote in favor. Vote against. Carried. The Traffic Amendment Act 2022.
I vote to the members of the committee for the first reading of the bill because it's great if all honourable members agree.
Do all honourable members agree that the committee is chosen for the first reading of the bill that's taken today?
Committee chose for the first reading. The honourable for Chief Minister. I move that the House should resolve itself into committee to consider the following bills called by clause. The Appropriation Act 2022 2023, the Legal Services Amendment Bill 2022, and the Traffic Act, Traffic Amendment 2023.
A bill for to appropriate sums of money to the service of the year ending on the 31st day of March 2023. Clause 1. Clause 1 stands part of the bill.
is a bigger opening endeavor to provide a breakdown of one of the models. We can't find a very difficult to see the list that we have because it's a very small print. It would appear that those buildings that honorable members of the Lowering government put into a company, subject to a loan and repaying rent in respect of that, which is the Gibraltar car park loan, which they obtained. But I will give him, if you wish to, the breakdown building by building, which I think is what he wants, of the 10,700,000. Mr. Chairman, I think you can drop it if you just go to the schedule and then that would be acceptable to us. Any further on headline trading? We need to say that Ed One Treasury suffered money to stay part of the bill. We need to just take it and have that topic really well in. Although I mean, it's going to zero this year, but it's still in the building. Thank you. nothing new except the benefit of the expected honourable members used to be at subject 1, which is the temporary assistant. This is an individual who provides a service. He's not an employee of custom. He provides a service. And the view was something we were looking at this in detail this year is that it is not correct to book somebody who is contracted to provide a service under the temporary assistant said. He could be provided for at an expense of the thing at least that he is providing the contracted service for, which is the applicant assistant, which is the person who maintains the applicant assistant. And on the same one, I said, from item 19, can I ask also about the clarification on the raise from the 4,000 lines to 425 in respect of leasing arrangements and what that could be? Because the full year effect of the leasing arrangement for the senator, honourable members who were in the year before, 118,000, which is a part of the year effect and a full year effect of the 45. So, where do you think the senator? On what terms are they going to sign? I think we've announced before that we're reaching the senator. It's from a damaged shipyard, which means that we are able to rebuild it if there's something wrong with it. We don't suffer the capital cost of having to acquire it and put out the capital and the different terms as to maintenance, etc., all of which is included in the cost of the leasing in the long term, cheaper to the taxpayer than actually an outright purchase by suffering the cost of the maintenance. Can I just ask this chair on that? What's the length of the lease? The length of the initial leasing arrangement is 3 years, Mr. Speaker. And I think we have enough. That's when we did the event at the launch of the center.
And for a custom subject 1 to 3, some part of the group, and by income tax, subject 1 to 3.
I think it's only 42 months, not 3 years, just to be clear in respect to the area.
Can I ask on head 5, item 9, head 3, head 5, 2, 9, so contribution to the agency, staff services, 144,000 compared to 106 in the outcome. So, what's the reason for that?
It's an increase, Mr. Speaker. It was honourable members to be reflected on the cover page for head 5 of an additional GDP officer for this country.
As far as the income tax, so that 1 to 3 stand part of the vote. As for Parliament, so that 1 to 3.
So on that, on 1A, the less on salaries expected this year, what is that represented by?
So there is one member less in the complement of the Parliament, and the
senior grade environment has changed from senior officer to senior executive officer. I'm not excited to say that. And then on item 8, it's very expensive. That rise to 100,000, is that, for example, is that to cover the possible conference that the minister was talking about last week, or is it something else? Yes, it's the general government, you see that there's a footnote to that effect at the bottom of the text. I don't give you this because at our age, footnotes become harder. Where the door was there, he stopped them immediately. Both the parliaments wanted one to face down part of the door. There are 7 human resources, not just 1 to 3. So there at 2-6 on rent and service charges. So 161 this year as opposed to 33,000 for last year. So again, could we have a clarification of that? The public sector support unit, which was the human resource for everything that was not the civil service, was accounted for separately before. It's now accounted for here also. So all of the costs of human resources for the government are now consolidated in this place because it is easier to see the cost of that. And those are the costs in rent and service charges for the PFSC. Coming from elsewhere in the book, it used to be under the GDC. And then just further down the line, item 10, the 38th of June, 2 million to 51.6 million. The projection is based on, I guess, an assessment by the Department of Early Retirement, is it? In part, in particular, the housing works agency and the cost of the housing works agency is the age profile shift towards the view that honorable members did, which we need to vote. Finally, a housing works agency cost. There's all the earlier schemes, the one which is the one that we have the greatest visibility over is the housing works agency. Others are demand-led in some instances. Is there an assessment by the Department of the possible, how the possible 2 million would be made up? Down to the name and dates of birth of individuals. The mechanism has a very large share across the whole house. But yes, it's a very accurate assessment of the cost. Principally, based on the number of agency, because that's the one where we see the profile and allowing an estimate, more estimates to be able to fund those that otherwise might also be agreed during the year. Not broken down by departments, but by individuals.
Most honourable members will know when you have £1,000 in, it is
local government and the things that are essentially working, be required to become engaged in the execution of this sense of obligation.
Now, if I also say that the office says one to three stone part of the bill, and then government law offices says one to three. Can I ask on item 24, which is professional fees? Is that where they book greeting out fees for by the government law offices, or is it booked for minors? Yeah, just because that the central vote, the whole department comes through there. And all of their private sector legal fees are paid for that. Is that mitigation, or is it not mitigation? It's everything, Mr. Speaker. Mitigation, advice. Drafting anything which is done externally is put to that and the breakdown is provided online. All this done is put to that one day.
Things like transport and This is again very close friend, and they are known government communication information and level as that. There's still an explanation there, so as a result of increased lobbying or communication, can the Deputy Minister give us an explanation of that? Is that linked to the Brussels office in any way, or is this a separate provision? And then the same question is this a general provision or are there fixed costs that are part of the thing that comes in?
Mr. Collins, this is a challenging proposition. I outlined in my contribution that there have been less struggling in places, for example, in places like Washington, in New York, London, and Brussels, and that's the reason why, although we had forecast, we had estimated rather £350,000, we actually overspent £130,000 of it, and are now estimating another £300,000 for the coming financial year, in the expectation that these things will now start to come again.
So this is a head that is used for international lobbying. The ministers talked about New York, Washington, I think you mentioned Brussels in the context of this answer. That's what it's called in this unit. Is that right?
This is for the lobbying done by the department or by my office. So, that could be generally international, but it could also be local in the sense that it tends to be organized into Wilton rather than being organized outside of Wilton.
For example, take into account things like the United Nations, etc.
My understanding of the United Nations is separate and comes from a different route. Under reference, you think that if I'm traveling with the reference, it's my own spring, where I'm the human and the presence, then that would be from my office route.
Well, the office of the Deputy Chief Minister from his 1-3 stand part of the group. Page 12, Civil Aviation, Subhead 1-3 stand part of the book. Education, Environment, Subhead 1-3.
Can I just ask the Minister? We note the in terms of the cost in enforcement, they are going down by 5%. So, is this going to in any way affect the enforcement capability of the department in respect to environmental matters? No, although they remain the same number, some of them were not actually filled at the time. So, de facto, there's been no decrease over the last year or two. But the complement has been adjusted as a result of vacancies that are now coming through the BBC. So, if I understand the answer, so if we look at the GDC provision, it's exactly the same numbers, so 15 and 15 last year, but this year on enforcement we've got 5 people left. From the Ministry's explanation that he's doing that, even though there were 15 establishment posts under the GDC last year, some of them were not filled. Now they've been filled, and they've basically taken over the enforcement function together. That's exactly what I meant.
For the two items, well, contract officers, I noticed in 21-22,
was 31,124 and 22,023,054. Thousands of all that in the next two, they're confident the numbers actually at the right level.
That is correct. The work related to that will be assumed by people in the establishment, so that will be the correct.
Can I notice in the list of the disciples' projects that project offers, according to the reallocation, would relate to the Commission of Sustainable Development, is that correct?
That is correct.
So, if I understand correctly, you are using the cost of the Commission of Sustainable Development being well over half what it was for the upturn of 21-22.
Yes, that's correct.
Can I ask on 14, the Green of Truth envisaged to be 400,000 approximately this year? Is that entirely made up of the main contract? Or are there other contracts? Is this the one contract? And if so, what is the reason why that is going up this year?
Yes, that is the spiritual contract. That one contract.
And so, my follow-up was, what's the reason for the increase of 400,000 in contracted service? Is there a built-in contractual increase of 400,000?
There are increases in relation to the annual increases that are given by the contract, but also the question about this not long ago about extending a big multi panel of blocks that went, so this is a readjustment and an increase in the cleaning of some area.
To what extent can you also provide information as to how much of the 400,000 is a built-in increase under the contract and how much is an expansion of services?
What I have in front of me, clearly provided by the financial secretary team, an increase in frequency during the summer season, with a calculation during the summer season, will account for 151,760. A new area which is included is another 22,000. Plus another area in the area of the North District, another 14,000, and another area in the area of the South District, another 36,000. So we are increasing beyond what has been provided in the contract, so obviously we have to provide additional funds for that.
Collection and disposal of refuse. Step S 1-3. So there on the cleaning of refuse, there's an increase of around 250,000 on the wages. Kind of explanation on that is like new posts. That have been filled, is it other increases increase number of seats. So 500 of receipts. through to the second part of the question. So we're going to talk about making £100,000 token for the 30 notice we were saying we don't have to do that for any year. The need for me over to him a grow from these technicians to take in the show. also with the wonder of beautiful people, the not part of the culture of the building and the local world. Is that what the minister is in front of the state? The first example,
I would be able to reduce the spending for that.
The provisions for the provisions for commencing supervision, but is there anything in respect of what commencing is the government committing itself to that work that is so continuously in the first?
Yes,
Then the good natural history examples that either come from the classical forms of the colorism to the golden rule dinosaurs, and it goes back with the red rules about the forms of that, and even how the moving capacity, you know. So these are going to be classical forms that we'll be able to work with the transformer, or we'll bring in temporary retired officers. And I will come up to you for the services.
Also, thank you for the answer. The Minister also explained the spike of the forecast out of £44,000 and for 2021-2022. So on payroll one, Roman two.
I'm going to go to 4 o'clock.